In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today's Mass is being offered for a great uncle of mine, James Wallace, who died a number of years ago. It is also the day in which our brother Christopher Flash Salazar, the day where he actually passed away. So continue to pray for his soul, even these many years since his passing. Today we celebrate the great feast day of the Sacred Heart. This is the first feast of the Sacred Heart that we've had since we've returned back to school. We'll see whether or not the Mass moves to the morning when you return back to school or not. That's in the hands of Sister Anne, so talk to her if you want to change like that or not. But I want to bring one thing to you, just one thing today, to help us to begin this new school year to have a true, profound devotion to our blessed Lord Jesus and his Sacred Heart. Do you know what the promise is of those who keep the devotion to the Sacred Heart? Which was given by our blessed Lord unto St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, who was given the charge of making sure that she spread this devotion to the Sacred Heart. Here they are, there are 12 of them. I'll read them for you. And these are things which each one of us should desire to have within our own hearts, within our own families, certainly within our church and our city, and especially our nation. What do we see? The first promise is that I will give them all the graces necessary for their state in life, meaning what? To live out your vocation. First, you got to know it, then to be able to live it out. The second one is he will establish peace in their homes. We need peace in our homes, don't we? Lots of conflict in our homes. This third one is he will comfort them in the midst of their afflictions. Isn't this virus that's going on, isn't that a great affliction? We need comfort, meaning to be made strong together with our Lord in this. The fourth grace is what? He says, I will promise that I will secure their refuge. I will be their sure refuge during this life and above all at the time of their death. Don't we pray that in the Hail Mary every time we pray? I need something now in my life, but especially be with me at the moment of death. What is the fifth promise? The fifth promise is that I will bestow a large blessing upon all their undertakings, meaning that he'll give success to the work of our hands, the things that we do that we need necessarily to get done within our lives. God will give us a special infusion of his grace to do it well. How? Ad maiorem Dei Gloriam, to the greater glory of God. He's the one we're serving. What is the sixth promise? He says, sinners shall find in my heart the source of the infinite ocean of mercy. How often do we go through our lives and think, how am I going to make it through my next step? Because that one thing I did way back when, I'm never going to get beyond that. Those who have devotion to the Sacred Heart and thrown him within their homes, they find within him the treasure of that mercy, the treasure of his mercy. What about the sixth promise? The seventh promise, rather. He says that tepid souls will grow fervent, meaning those souls who are kind of on the edge, not really living anything else, but they're tepid like lukewarm water, he'll turn them into fervent souls for Christ. The eighth one follows from that. He says, fervent souls shall quickly mount to the heights of perfection, that they'll make it even greater and become great saints is what he's talking about. Each of you are called to be saints. The ninth promise is, he says, I will bless every place where a picture of my heart shall be honored. So that very place will receive God's, the divine blessing upon it, if you enthrone his image within your home. What else? He says the tenth one is that I will give priests the special gift for touching the most hardened hearts. Don't we have some hardened hearts here in our community, in our nation, in our families, in our world? We want God to be able to touch those hearts through the priests, have devotion to the Sacred Heart, and God will give that grace to his priests to do so. I want you to have devotion so I can have that grace, so that we can have those fruits. What is the 11th? The 11th promise, he says, that those who shall promote the devotion to my most Sacred Heart shall have their names written within my heart, never to be blotted out. I don't know about you, but the one place I want my name written is not on my door, not on some big office, not even somewhere in the chancery where the bishop smiles upon it, just on the heart of Christ. That's it, on his most Sacred Heart, never to be blotted out. And the final promise, the 12th promise, is this. I promise that that in the excesses of my mercy of my heart, that my all-powerful love will grant all those who communicate on First Friday for 9 consecutive months the grace of final penitence, meaning at the moment of your death to have true contrition for all your sins, even if a priest can't come visit you. And he says, also, they shall not die in my disgrace, meaning outside of my love, nor without receiving their sacraments. Aha, you'll receive the sacraments. Somehow a priest will come visit you, and my divine heart will be their safe refuge even in their last moments. What more could we want? So here's the movement. If you have not had a priest any time within the existence of your family, your nuclear family, come and enthrone the Sacred Heart of our blessed Lord Jesus within your home, then call us up. Call us up. We need to have the Sacred Heart enthroned within our homes so that we can do that. What does it take? It takes really just calling the priest, finding a beautiful image of the Sacred Heart. Hopefully you get another one of the Immaculate Heart. We can do both at the same time to enthrone them. A series of prayers and devotions that we do there within the home, and then we share a meal together in celebration with that. Very, very simple thing. If we want these 12 graces to be present within our lives, within our homes, within our church, within our nation, in our world, our blessed Lord tells us exactly what we need to do. True devotion to his most Sacred Heart. To have him truly enthroned. Remember, those who have that image enthroned within their home with great devotion, he says he will bless even that place. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.